So I'll come to order. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Roll call for Tuesday, February 11th. Anderson District 2.
Here.
Anderson District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft. Dockstader,
here.
Driscoll,
here.
Amrick,
here.
Esquibel,
here.
Geis,
here.
Hastert,
here.
Hicks,
here.
Hines,
here.
Johnson,
here.
Landon,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Nutting,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Rothfuss,
here.
Schiffer,
here.
Scott,
here.
Von Flatern, President Anderson. I mean, President Ross. I'm so sorry, President Ross.
Would you like to switch with me? President.
30 present.
Doesn't take him very long to forget. I've made such an impression on you. Yes. Well, you only got like 19 more days of me, so that's all. All right. Prayer by Reverend Veit.
Perhaps we need special prayers today. Let us pray. O Lord our God, bless the leaders of this state, especially our senators. Give them courage, wisdom, and foresight to provide for the needs of all people and to fulfill the obligations for the communities of Wyoming. We ask these things in the one and holy God. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. Flag's here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports at the Journal of Monday, February the 10th, 2014, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Jim L. Anderson, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. The doctor of the day is Larry Kirvin from Buffalo. Let's welcome him. Thank you for being here with us, Doctor. Today in Wyoming history, Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, can I have the privilege of the floor?
Yes,
please?
You may.
Fellow senators, Dr. Kirvin is from Buffalo, but he also provides a very important assistance to the state in his new capacity as and I think it's kind of a liaison or director-in-chief or surgeon extraordinaire in the Wyoming program, the medical program that we, the partnership we have with the University of Washington. Dr. Kirvin actually works for the University of Washington, I think. That's who's signing his checks right now. But the point is, We started many years ago building that program, growing our own doctors. And it's been one of the most successful programs we've had. I think we pay back loans over 3 years. We're getting something around 60% of those young folks are coming back to the state to practice. Even more encouraging is virtually all of them, even after their 3 years are up, stay in the state and practice medicine. And it is one of those investments that we have made over the years that really works. We need to strengthen on that. And I think that's pretty much what Dr. Kervin is going to be doing. How do we make it even more successful to raise the level of health care in our state? And I encourage you to visit with him about it. It's pretty exciting. There's some challenges out there, but there are also some very good suggestions that I think we will perhaps be looking at, perhaps investing a little bit more money. But I submit to you, the money we've invested in that program has helped every single constituent we've had. So I encourage you to visit with Dr. Kervin, but also explore and see if we can even improve on a very, very good program. Thank you, Mr. President, whatever your name is.
You just call me Guido. Okay. So, today in Wyoming history, 1911, Wyoming Governor Carey signed into law an act known as the Direct Primary Law. Quote of the day, let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democrat answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future. John F. Kennedy. Jessica Leach, if you would come forward over here, please. Members of the Senate, our page for the first 2 weeks, of course, is Jessica Leach. She's from Central High School. And as we normally do, Jessica, we have a pin for you, which is the seal of the great state of Wyoming that we want to give to you and have you wear. And we'd just like to thank you for your service and hope you'll enjoy your time here with us in the Senate. And if anybody gives you any trouble, you come to me. Okay? And if you'd like to say a few words, that would be great, too.
I just want to say thank you to the Wyoming legislature for allowing me to have this opportunity. It's really exciting, but missing school isn't the most exciting thing, but I'd rather be here than be at school.
Introduction, reading, and reference of bills. I don't want anybody to fall asleep this morning, okay? Senate File 9, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 9, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Probation and Parole Agent Arrest Authority, an act relating to criminal procedure.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 9, Probation and Parole Agent Arrest Authority. Mr. President, what this does, it puts into statute what has been long, long practice, which is that probation and parole agents do not arrest somebody because of the unique nature of how they manage people out on probation and parole. They always get a law enforcement officer to do the actual arresting. This just puts it in statute. I would ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 9.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2. Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Case. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 9, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 3, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 3, sponsored by the School Facilities Committee, School Facilities Cooperative Committee Process, and Act Relating to School Facilities.
Okay. Who's handling this? Senator Coe? Am I missing something here? Senate File 3, School Facilities.
Well, Mr. President, I think Senator Landon's supposed to handle that, but we can work it out if we want to. I think he's the chairman, aren't you? Am I right?
Senator Landon.
My apologies, Mr. President. That one got past me. Strike one. This bill comes out of your school facilities committee, fellow senators, and it goes into the statutes and creates a paragraph which insists that our school district...
Senator Landon, you need to move introduction.
Thank you. Strike two. Mr. President, I would move Senate File 3 and ask for a favorable consideration. Fellow senators, this encourages our school districts out there, our boards of trustees, to incorporate a collaborative process when it comes to school facilities planning, and encourages them to develop an advisory board. We had a couple of districts run into some problems in this area, and quite honestly, it was the feeling of your select committee, Mr. President, that school boards could get off on a tangent a little bit. We want to make sure that that city and county planners are involved in school facilities process. These schools are very, very important to communities out there, and that's all this bill does. It encourages them to pull the right constituents together and have a collaborative process when it comes to building schools. So I would encourage your favorable support. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader. Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 3 eventually has received a two-thirds majority vote and is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senator Meyer.
President, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may.
Fellow senators in the balcony above good President Guido today, we have the civics class from Torrington High School, along with their instructor, A.J. Gross. Would you please help me welcome him to the Senate?
Welcome to the Senate, and we hope you enjoy your day in this beautiful capital. Next bill for consideration, Senate File 11, first reading of Senate File 11.
Senate File 11, sponsored by the Management Council, Appropriations for the Legislature, an act relating to appropriations for the legislature.
We're hitting on all cylinders today. Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 11, the Management Council Feed Bill, and ask for your favorable consideration. And members of the Senate, this is just what I said. It's a feed bill for the legislature, and it includes the appropriation and sets out all that we do and how we fund it.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 11, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Senate File 10, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 10, sponsored by the Judiciary, Work Release Act Repeal, an act relating to criminal procedure.
Senator Schiffer.
Now, Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 10, Work Release Act Repeal. Mr. President, what this bill does, it takes the old Work Release Act program out of the statutes. We have not used that program for the past, I believe it's 15 years. We've substituted the Alternative Corrections program. That's the transitions back into the community. We have a program that deals with this issue. We have not used the Work Release program for many, many years, and it wasn't particularly successful. Obviously, that's why we don't use it. So this is cleaning up, saying let's get it off the books and make things look like they're supposed to look. I ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 10.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 10, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 78, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 78, sponsored by the Education Committee, the Jason Flatt Act 2, an act relating to school districts.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 78, the Jason Flatt Act. This is a model act that the Joint Education Committee considered in the interim to go out and hopefully address a serious, serious problem, we think, with our young people with suicide. And it's modeled after a young man who, in fact, did commit suicide. And we go into the schools. We don't necessarily go in and make it really onerous. We do require 8 hours of training to be able to recognize traits that might stimulate this, but it's over a four-year period. You all get a chance here next week. The Youth for Justice group from my home community, who we all like to have come down and lobby us out in the lobby, they're going to lobby this bill. I hope that's not a good reason for you to vote against it on introduction. But it is a good bill, and we did consider it, and we think it's very, very important. It's a serious problem in the state of Wyoming. I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader. Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick. Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer. Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Rospis,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 78, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 42, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 42, sponsored by Senator Geis, Electrical Licensing Installation of Light Bulbs, an act relating to electrical licensing.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 42 so we can turn the lights on, and what it does... Right now, the Pioneer Home, the Holman Basin, Lander, Buffalo, the maintenance people cannot change light bulbs right now without hiring a licensed electrician. And all this does is allow their maintenance people to be able to turn one light bulb out and put another one in. That's what the bill does. I'd ask for a favorable vote.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 42 is referred to Committee Number 6, or no, excuse me, 5, Agriculture. Could have gone to journal. Senate File 26, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 26, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee. Endowment Challenge Program State Funds Inviolate. An act relating to the University of Wyoming Endowment Challenge Program.
Senator Schiffer.
President, I move for introduction of Senate File 26, Endowment Challenge Program State Funds Inviolate. Mr. President, what this bill does is it makes sure the money that we have sent into the higher education endowments, that money is inviolate, that the people that use those endowments, which is basically the university, the community colleges, cannot dip into the corpus of that trust. I think there was a misconception out there that those funds were already inviolate. They weren't. There was no protection on them at all. This is to remedy that situation. We'll come with a bill that places some obligation on those institutions to take care of the money that the state has sent out and make sure that those funds remain intact. I ask for favorable consideration on Senate File 26.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks, Hines, Johnson, Landon, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern, President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 26, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 12, first reading of the Senate file. Oops, sorry.
Senate File 12, sponsored by the Education Accountability Committee, State Education Program, an act relating to the required state education program.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move for introduction of Senate File 12. This is brought to you by the Education Accountability Committee, the Select Committee. It goes into the duties of the State Board of Education, and as we all know, in the interim this last year, we received many, many concerns and emails about federal intrusion into how the State Board of Education goes out and dictates standards. The real changes, as you'll see in the new language, are in the bottom of page 2. It says, nor shall the State Board have the authority to commit the state to federal oversight and regulation. The other major language change is at the bottom of page 3. The development and implementation of the educational program is the sole responsibility of the State Board in consultation with school districts and shall not require approval by or oversight of the federal government. That's what the bill does. Hopefully eases some of the pain that some of us have had over concerns about federal intervention and what we're doing with our standards. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 12, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 41, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 41, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, Select Federal Natural Resource Management Committee, and Act relating to the Select Federal Natural Resource Management Committee.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File Number 41, and ask for your support. This is a bill that came from the Select Natural Resource Management Committee, and they brought it to us, and we passed it. And I'll yield to Senator Bebout to explain the bill.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Federal Natural Resource Management Committee is a select committee. And currently the makeup of that is includes the three chairmen of three committees in each body. The first thing this bill does is allows the Speaker and the President to appoint three members from the body at large, gives them more flexibility, allows more members of the Senate and the House to participate in this select committee. And by the way, members of the Senate, this has been a very busy select committee and a lot of things going on with our federal lands. The second part of the bill, members of the Senate, deals with a public lands task force that we passed during the last session to look at this issue relative to the importance of our state. I will share with you that, and having discussed this with many of our sister states, that there's a lot of activity in this arena. There's some interesting things going on from the courts in terms of the interpretation of our act of admission and how that really affects Wyoming relative to public lands. And we all know the importance of public lands in our state. So, Mr. President, what this bill does, and there's two bills out there I will share with the Senate. One sets up another select committee, but this one rolls it into existing select committee. And I would ask for favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern, President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 41, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 27. First reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 27, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Endowment Challenge Program Fees, an act relating to the University of Wyoming Endowment Challenge Program.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 27, Endowment Challenge Program Fees. Mr. President, what this bill does, it puts into statute, again, we're talking about the endowment money. Currently, we send that money to the University Board of Trustees. They have a relationship with the University Foundation to manage that money, to find the matches and do all the promotions and those kind of things. What this does is puts some structure into that relationship. We have to remember we have Article 3, Section 36 in our Constitution, that when we appropriate money, it has to go to an entity that's totally within the control of the state. In this instance, that means the University Board of Trustees. So they have to actively manage the oversight of the people they've hired. We also put some accountability into there to make sure that the fees aren't excessive and that the money is been used wisely and in a very accountable manner. I ask for your favorable vote on Senate File 29.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard,
aye.
Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Perkins, aye to no. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 27, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, thank you. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, you may.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, we spent a lot of time down here talking about business and being a proactive state and business friendly, but we have a couple of residents from the far western side of the state, Teton County, today with us. Up in the gallery, Mr. Bob Schroth and Ian Schroth. They're examples of a father-son team that got together, took an idea, and have run with it. And in spite of the challenges today in both local zoning and just making their plan work, they have very successfully put together what is known and was sampled last night by some, excluding myself, Jackson Hole Wines. And thanks for their efforts on pioneering a new product.
Well, welcome to the Senate, and best of luck to you in your adventure, new business. Senate File 13, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 13, sponsored by the Education Committee, Hathaway Scholarship Program Enrollment Expansion, and Act Relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move for introduction of Senate File 13, Hathaway Scholarship Program Enrollment Expansion, and defer to Senator Raffas.
Senator Raffas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is a little bit of language that the Joint Education Interim Committee brings you to improve the way that we administer the Hathaway program in terms of giving some more flexibility to the students. It does not increase or decrease or change in any way the amount of funds that an individual student has after they receive their Hathaway. What it does is give them the flexibility to use those funds during the summer or during the interim, where they have problems right now based on the calculation of the number of terms that they're eligible for. Students are not participating in summer courses if they have the Hathaway program under certain circumstances because they see it as being detrimental to their ability to use it in a regular semester. So instead, they don't take the summer courses. This simply amends the way that we calculate the number or the time period of eligibility so that it is not being held against them if they use their Hathaway funds during the summer program or during an interim, for example, in January between two semesters, that wouldn't necessarily be held against them to count as a different session. It's a cleanup of an unintended consequence, and we hope that you'll look upon it favorably, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen. Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 13, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 43, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 43, sponsored by the Minerals Committee. Prioritization of Municipal Solid Waste Facility Projects. And Act Relating to the Prioritization of Municipal Solid Waste Facilities, Cease and Transfer Projects.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File Number 43, Prioritization of Municipal Solid Waste Facility Project. What this bill does is set up a priority list that we discussed in the past, and the body wanted to have this list where we knew, where each community knew where they was at. It also states that the state money, it also have to have the total amount of dollars for this project and limit the state loan or grant portion to 75%. The DEQ works with the communities and the requirements in setting this up. And so because of changes as we go along, this also gives an option to the Environmental Quality Department to change the priority list if it would work out where there's more efficiency based on the project readiness and compliance with the grant or loan, or to address emergency or immediately environmentalist concern. I ask for your support on this bill.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern, President Ross?
No.
Closing vote closed. 25 ayes, 5 noes.
Senate File 43, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 29, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 29, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee. Supervised probation of misdemeanors. An act relating to criminal procedure.
Misdemeanors. Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 29, Supervised Probation of Misdemeanors. Mr. President, what this bill does, the judges often grant probation. We do have supervised probation, which is much closer supervision, obviously. It uses a lot of resources. It uses a lot of manpower. Sometimes it's needed, but we want to make sure it's needed. This is an effort to use our probation officers a little bit more efficiently. So what we're asking of the judges to do is, if you want that intensive type supervision, you got to give a reason for it. And I won't put it as bluntly as saying we're asking judges to think first and order later, because we don't say those things about our judges. But that's in essence what I'm doing. I'd ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 29.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
That's what scares.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick. Esquibel, Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Johnson, Landon, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern, President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 29, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 47, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 47, sponsored by Senator Nutting, Cady's Law, an act relating to criminal procedure.
Senator Nutting.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 47 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 47 is commonly known as Cady's Law. It provides for collection of DNA from a person arrested for specified felonies. The law saves lives and more quickly absolves innocent people who have been arrested. This bill is the second time that I've introduced it. The first time was a couple years ago. It did not make it out of the committee, but this is a new and improved bill. and it addresses the concerns of those people from that committee. It specifies the exact felonies that this would apply to. So on page 2, the first paragraph lists and limits the felonies that it applies to, and that was a concern a couple years ago. It also provides for expungement of the DNA after the person is found innocent so that it doesn't lay around for future years. You might ask, well, why bring it at a busy budget session? And one of the things I had put on your desk today is this folder. And one of the things that you notice in the corner is that there is grant money available now that can pay up to 100% of the state's startup costs. So by accepting it now, we can save some money. Also included in this is a statement about privacy is not at risk, because the amount of information collected from a DNA for this purpose is very limited to just an identification information. So with that, I ask your favorable consideration. I think that this bill is a near-perfect bill and that it protects the innocent and targets the guilty. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines. Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
No.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
No.
Closing vote. Closing.
Yes.
Vote closed. 25 ayes, 5 noes.
Senate File 47, having received 2/3 majority vote, is referred to committee number 1. Judiciary. Senate File 75, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 75, sponsored by Senator Bebout, Environmental Protection Agency Actions 2, and Act Relating to Authority of the Federal Government.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 75, Environmental Protection Agency Actions 2. Members of the Senate, you're all very familiar with what's going on with the EPA relative to not only Wyoming, but all the other western states. And I'll just point out two quick examples, the regional haze issue, where the rule that they implemented goes way beyond what I would consider their constitutional powers. It went around Congress. The cost to the state of Wyoming, if they had implemented that original rule, would have been in excess of $1 billion in capital, $100 million a year in ongoing cost to our consumers in Wyoming. The governor took some serious action and took them to court. They have come back and have now softened the rule. It's still not a good rule. And so what this bill does, it just allows us to take the opportunity to provide some legislative direction concerning our input as to the overreach and what we ought to do about the federal EPA. It's a balance, it's a real balancing act between legislative authority and the executive branch, and LSO has worked hard with me to draft this in a way that I think certainly takes care of that concern. The last thing, Mr. President, that's come to our attention is a recent issue that happened in Fremont County where the EPA, by rulemaking, decided to change the boundaries that have been in law for 105 years and change the boundaries of the reservation. Another egregious act of the EPA, so I would ask for your support of this bill.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
K. Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote?
Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to vote on
me. Burns, aye to no. Closing?
Yeah.
Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 75, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 37, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 37, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, penalties for misdemeanors, offenses, and act relating to crimes and offenses.
Mayor Schiffer.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 37, penalties for misdemeanor offenses. Mr. President, what this bill does, goes in and establishes three categories of misdemeanors and tries to, A through D, and A being the most severe, in other words, the greatest penalties, D being the least penalties, like the $750 fine. It tries to categorize those and make some consistency in the sentencing. Over the years, we've had misdemeanors, crimes added to our statutes, but there's no consistency to what the punishments will be. Some lesser offenses have higher penalties, some higher offenses have lesser penalties, and some are just confusion. So what we're trying to do is make some orderliness out of that to give a closer direction to what happens if you're convicted of a misdemeanor. I ask for your favorable vote on Senate File 37.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper. Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
Von
Flatern?
Aye.
President Ross?
No.
Closing vote? Nicholas, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Hines, aye to no. Bebout, aye to no.
Anderson,
02, aye to no. Cooper, aye to no. Coe, aye to no. Landon, aye to no. Anderson, District 28, aye to no. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 18 ayes, 12 noes.
Senate File 37, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 37 has failed. Introduction. Senate File 49, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 49, sponsored by Senator Burns, death penalty execution and act relating to criminal procedure.
Senate File 49, Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hope the last bill wasn't a warm-up for this bill. Mr. President, I move Senate File 49 and ask for favorable consideration. Mr. President, you might have heard a thing about this bill. It's made a bit of news.
And interestingly enough, the part of the bill that's made the news is actually the least important part of the bill. Under current law, if our primary method of execution is lethal injection, if we cannot perform a lethal injection, for instance, because of lack of drugs or anything like that, there's nothing we can do. We have no other form of execution because the only way that lethal injection cannot be performed as the form of execution is if it's unconstitutional. What this bill does is it goes in and on page 2, if you look at it, I'm sorry, on page 1, and it states, it adds the language, or for any other valid reason is unable to be performed. And as we know, states right now are having problems acquiring the drugs for lethal injection. So this covers that. Then the second thing the bill does is go in and takes a look at the secondary form of execution. Currently, in the law, the secondary form of execution is gas chamber. We don't have a gas chamber, and I don't know that we want to spend the millions of dollars it would take to build a gas chamber that may or may never be used in the first place. So that leaves us three alternative realistic forms of execution: electrocution, hanging, or firing squad. I happen to choose firing squad. It's up to this body if they want to alternate that form. And with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
No.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
No.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks.
Aye.
Hines. Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Meyer.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
No.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Ross.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 17 ayes, 13 noes.
Senate File 49, having failed to receive a majority vote, two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 49 has failed introduction. Senate File 74, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 74, sponsored by Senator Landon, Unemployment Insurance Coverage Fiduciaries, an act relating to unemployment compensation.
Senator Landon.
Mr. President, I'm ready this time, and I think we're through the rough water here on those last two bills, and I think it's going to smooth out now. Mr. President, I would move introduction of Senate File 74 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. This is a bill that seeks to fix a problem that we have in our unemployment insurance law. And I might say to you fellow senators, this is not the only time that we're going to visit about our unemployment law. There's a couple more coming from other corners of the room. Under federal law and state laws elsewhere, trustee fees are not employee compensation because a trustee is not considered an employee. These are folks who agree to take care of an estate, for example. It might be a child, it might be a spouse, it might be a friend who agrees to take care of a trust. And it might be, as I said, a friend or a family member, and it might be for the duration of, say, a year that you take care of an estate. Well, in Wyoming, Wyoming's definition of compensation would include anything that trustee receives for their time and effort. Well, if that's the case, then as soon as that time period is over, then obviously that person could file for unemployment claim. That's just not what I think that the statute is meant to do. As I said, Wyoming's definition of compensation is all-inclusive unless we provide for that exclusion, and that's what this bill does in the case of fiduciaries. I would appreciate your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer. Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern, President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 74, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 51, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 51, sponsored by Senator Bebout, Workers' Compensation Coverage, and Act Relating to Workers' Compensation.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 51, Workers' Compensation Coverage. Members of the Senate, this particular bill deals with clarifying eligibility for elective coverage of corporate officers, members, LLC, general partners, and sole proprietors. In our law before 2007, when there was a Supreme Court decision, Jenkins versus State of Wyoming, if you were like a welder and you had your individual welding company, you chose, because it's hazardous duty, to be able to elect to have workers' compensation, you were covered. But the Jenkins decision took away that right. There was some discussion between LSO and the Department of Workforce Services whether we really need this bill. LSO thought it was clear enough that we didn't need it, but Workforce Services is not enforcing it, so the purpose of this bill is to allow those people to be able to apply for and have workers' comp. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft. Dockstader, Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 51, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 55, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 55, sponsored by the Education Committee, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Award Increase, and Act Relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I'd move introduction of Senate File 55, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Award Increase, and defer to Senator Rothfuss.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we bring you another Joint Education Interim Committee bill on the Hathaway Student Scholarship, number two, and I believe the last for the day on the Hathaway. This one seeks to raise the amount of funds that are given for the individual scholarships by 10%. Since 2008, when the Hathaway began, there has been no raise given in terms of the amount of funding that's been provided. We chose to look at that during the interim to decide if there were sufficient funds in the corpus of the Hathaway account and sufficient need to make a change, and then also to set the amount that we felt was fiscally prudent in that change. We were told that we probably could go up to around a 20% increase and still have actuarial soundness with regard to the account. The committee chose to be conservative and went with a 10% increase in funding, recognizing that we still wanted to maintain surety for that account and we didn't want to threaten the corpus itself. probably the key indication that you want to look at is the fiscal note at the end, which indicates a projection of how much it will cost over the next few years from the Hathaway scholarship expenditure account. It comes in around 20 to 21 million for those years, and projections right now for income on the account are closer to 23 to 25 million. So we're still accruing funds past the inflation proofing on the account over the coming years. At this point in time, we think it's reasonable and from a fiscal standpoint to do it. In terms of the scholarship itself, tuition and fees at the university are now up around $4,400 for in-state for the year. We're still only giving $3,200. $3,200 a year was what the tuition was approximately back in 2008. So we were intending to fund the honors level of the Hathaway at around a 100% level. We're currently funding it at around 75%. This certainly won't take us back to that 100% funding, but to be honest, we don't feel that we actually have the funds right now without adding to the corpus to do that. We do feel that we can make this change prudently, and I would encourage everyone to support the Joint Education Committee on this recommendation.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
no.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
no.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson, Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross,
no.
Bebout, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 20 ayes, 10 noes.
Woo! Close. Senate File 55, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 28, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 28, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Post-Conviction Actual Innocence, and Act Relating to Criminal Procedures.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 28, Post-Conviction Actual Innocence. Mr. President, this bill sets out the process. If there's new evidence in a trial that can change the outcome of the trial, not in terms of performance of lawyers or any of those, but absolutely new evidence, then it lays out the procedure for a application to the court for a hearing leading towards exoneration. You'll see a companion bill coming for DNA under these same circumstances. We don't have any laws addressing how we go about when a person, due to the unavailability of evidence, is exonerated. It also sets caps on the damages that the state has to pay and how they're computed. I ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 28.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert, Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 28, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 28, Judiciary. Senate File 50... Oh, did I say? Committee number one. What did I say?
28.
It's a new committee. It's referred to committee number one, Judiciary, Senate File 57, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 57, sponsored by the Management Audit Committee, Reduction of Boards and Commission, an act relating to boards and commissions.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 57, Reduction of Boards and Commissions. Mr. President, your Management Audit Committee looked at the way this state handles that whole program of boards and commissions that we have out there. There are numerous of them. The support we give them, and that is things like the bookkeeping and the files and the legal support and all those. Management Audit looked at how we're managing that whole subsection of government, and we found that there's three of these boards that they're on the statute books, but they're not in existence. They're, for all practical purposes, dead. And what this bill does is give them a dignified burial. I ask for your support for Senate File 57.
See if clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 57 have received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 79, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 79, sponsored by the Education Accountability Committee, Education Student Data Security 2, an act relating to education.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 79, Education Student Data Security 2, and defer to Senator Landon.
Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. President. This is an interim select committee bill that we bring to you today, fellow senators, from your statewide Education Accountability Committee and through your Joint Education Committee. Picking up where the good senator left off a little while ago with regard to interim activities with our Joint Education Committee and the Accountability Committee. We heard a lot of testimony and a lot of concerns were raised throughout the interim with regard to data security. It all related to standards. We had a lot of discussions about state standards. I think you all know that. You've all received the emails. We also, of course, are considering assessment products and the fact is, because of the testimony and all of the mail that we had received, we felt like it was important that we address data security. We had some information that came to the Joint Committee that indicated that we have pretty good safeguards in place, and I'll be forthright about that. But ultimately, our committee decided that this was important enough that we underscore its importance. And you'll notice on pages 2 and 3 and then the mirrored language later on in the bill underneath the superintendent's duties spells out just exactly what we expect out of the director in the Department of Education with regard to developing this data security plan. We think it's important. We think it's a good policy discussion that we should continue. We'll take this to the committee if you so choose, and we'll bring it back to you, but I would urge your favorable support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote.
Meyer, aye
or
no?
Meyer, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 79, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 77, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 77, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss, open primary election, and act relating to elections.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 77 and ask the body for favorable consideration. Senators, I bring open primary elections once again. We're in an election year, and while I think all is okay right now, I'm still very concerned about the possible future of turning the Wyoming legislature into the U.S. Congress by having the hyper-partisanship, the single-issue, loudest voices gaining control of the debate and the discourse. This is a piece of legislation that tries to address that and head it off ahead of time. It tries to address that by ensuring that everybody who has reason to care about an election has an opportunity to vote in that election. It is a piece of legislation that ensures that no seat will be filled by a small minority. You have to achieve a greater than 50% support to end up with a legislative or other seat. It may not be perfect, but I believe it's a discussion that we need to start having so that we don't reach the point where we have that polarized debate and hyper-partisanship and dysfunction that we have. And, Senators, I know that this is on the right track, and I'll tell you how. One of those fringe groups that I'm hoping doesn't gain more power than the loud voice they have has targeted this particular piece of legislation and as one of their priorities to eliminate during the session. So, to me, that says it's probably on the right track. We have, as we all know and as we all have discussed, a lot of single-issue groups in the state that know the strategy to get themselves heard and to have a disproportionately larger say in our policies than their numbers justify. And that is my concern. This legislation tries to address that. I believe it's time to have the full body look at it. It might not be time to have the full body pass it, but I would appreciate the opportunity to debate it here on the floor and in committee, and to try and iron out how we can adopt and adapt our system in such a manner that we know that we'll continue to have the same healthy debate, the same open minds, the same rigorous thought that we have at this point in time. So I hope the body will support it for introduction, even if we don't end up passing it out of the chamber. I'd like to bring back a product for the next session, if this session is not sufficient, that takes us closer to that outcome before we find ourselves in a situation, Mr. President, where the people who have to change the system are the problem. Because when we reach the point where those people are here, I can assure you, legislation like this that tries to prevent that type of climate is not going to pass when they're in the chamber instead of outside. I hope everyone will support it in favor of introduction, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Hines? Johnson,
no.
Landon,
no.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Ross.
No.
Closing. Case aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 8 ayes, 22 noes.
Senate File 77, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 77 is failed introduction. Senate File 63, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 63, sponsored by Senator Hastert, Sexual Assault Protection Orders, and Act Relating to Public Health and Safety.
Senator Hastert.
May I have privilege of the floor first?
You may.
Members of the Senate, up in front of us here is the, the Skills USA, the Career Tech Ed student organization, Skills USA officer teams from Rawlins, Cheyenne, Douglas, and Sheridan. If they would stand up, please, and welcome to the Senate. Here we are over here.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction, Senate File 63, and ask the body for favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, I bring Senate File 63. Currently in Wyoming, if you're a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault by a household member, you can apply for and receive a family violence protection order. If you're stalked and you can show a course of conduct, you can apply for a stalking protection order. However, if you are sexually assaulted in Wyoming and want to get a protection order against the person that assaulted you, there isn't a process to do that. The myth, Mr. President, is that sexual assault victims are raped by strangers that jump out of the bushes and then disappear into the night. The fact is, members of the Senate, that 80% of sexual assault victims know their assaulter. It could be a co-student at a college, public school, a co-worker, a family friend, a friend of a friend, a relative, or an acquaintance. Currently, there is no way to keep the assaulter from threatening or bothering the victim. Senate File 63 would create a process similar to what we already do with domestic violence protection orders, where the victim could petition the court for a protection order, and the victim would have to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that an assault happened. If the judge agrees, then an issue civil stay away order would be ordered. And this order would work hand in hand with any investigation or prosecution, but would keep the assaulter away from the victim so that they can heal and work through the process. Members of the Senate, at least 29 other states have passed a sexual assault protection order and have helped many sexual assault victims. Sexual assault is the most underreported crime in the United States. I could go into a myriad of reasons why we don't want to believe that many women are being sexually assaulted and not reporting, but this bill could help one of our many sexual assault victims heal and be safe while they work through the investigation or prosecution if they so choose. I would really appreciate an opportunity to get this bill to the committee, and I ask for your favorable consideration of Senate File 63.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote close. 30 ayes.
Senate File 63, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 64, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 64, sponsored by the Labor Committee, Public Health Nursing, an act relating to public health.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 64. Mr. President, Joint Interim Committee Bill, we've had a real problem in this area, Mr. President, with the public health nursing operation in the state being not nearly as effective as it should be, and the problems relate to the difficulties of working a system that is partly funded and managed by the counties and partly funded and managed by the state, and there's confusion in a number of the counties as to who's in charge, and are they state employees, county employees, and how does the supervision work where you have both in the same office? How does even the timing of simple things like which holidays they observe and that sort of thing, how do those work? It's been a real chronic problem. We've had we have three counties now that are not participating in the system at all. Two of them have recently withdrawn. They're among the larger counties. We've had some problems where one of the smallest counties threatened to withdraw because they couldn't go through the difficulties that we're having currently. And what's happened is the County Commissioners Association put together a task force of the various interested parties here and have made very good progress on a system that allows negotiations between individual counties and the health department to be sensible in the particular counties, depending on their size and also depending, Mr. President, whether they've got a local health department or whether they don't. The task force work isn't fully done, but they're far enough along so we can. We brought this bill to give us an interim solution to some of the problems while we work out some of the details for a more permanent solution. There's a short sunset date, and Mr. President, I think this is a big step in right direction on a problem that has frustrated your Joint Labor Committee for at least a dozen years now. And I would urge its introduction.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote close. 30 ayes.
Senate File 64, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 39, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 39, sponsored by Senator Christensen, Grand Teton National Park transfer of state land and act relating to state lands.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 39 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, Senate File 39 is a bill authorizing the Board of the State Land Commissioners to exchange certain parcels of land. Four parcels of land owned by the federal government within the state. If you'll remember back to 2011, we dealt with a bill that referred to four school sections that were within the boundaries of Grand Teton National Park, and this body overwhelmingly approved that with a 28-2 vote. Since then, the first two parcels have been closed on. The feds have finalized those deals, made their payments. The remaining two parcels, the Kelly section and the Antelope Flats section, have yet to be closed on. We had a deadline in January for the Antelope Flats section, and that was valued at $45 million. That did not take place. The deal is not done. It still continues on, but we still have two remaining parcels. This bill sets the stage to allow SLIB to work with our federal government, with the Department of Interior, to exchange for other land of greater or equal value. I need to tell you that there is an amendment out there. While the bill you're looking at today is specific to an exchange parcel for parcel, there is an amendment out there that deals with expanding that to minerals and or money to come up with that equal or greater value. There's a fiscal note on this at the end of the bill that alludes to some unknowns. I'll tell you that the recent agreement between SLIB and the Department of Interior, in that agreement, the Department of Interior agrees to foot the bill for those new appraisals and any other work that needs to be done on this. And so while the fiscal note does say unknown, it really ties back to this agreement that was just crafted between SLIB and the Department of Interior. The governor's office has taken a strong interest in this. They've been traveling and doing a lot of work in putting this all together. They'd like to see a resolution on this particular issue. One of the fail-safes that is in that agreement between SLIB and the Department of Interior is if the appraisals come back at a lower value than that $45 and $46 million for the two pieces, SLIB may withdraw with no strings attached. It's the end of that deal. So we do have a protection in there that should they come back and say, oh, your land is shot down, first they have to agree on the appraisal, but after they look at the appraisal and if it does go lower, we're not bound by this the agreements. So with that, I'd ask for your favorable vote.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer. Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
yep.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross,
aye.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 39, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Reports from standing committees. Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, in accordance with Senate Rule 4-7, I would respectfully request that Bill Number 47, Katie's Law, sponsored by Senator Nutting, be re-referred to Committee Number 6, Arts and Parks and Cultural Places and All Things Unknown. But I would request it be referred to those folks.
You'd like it to go to committee number 6?
Number 6, yes, sir.
Without objection. What was the number again? 47?
Yes.
Senate File 47, but re-referred to committee number 6.
Yes, sir.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, actually, I'm not trying to get out of work. However, in accordance with Senate Rule 4-7, I would respectfully request that Senate File 63, Sexual Assault Protection Orders, sponsored by Senator Hastert, be re-referred to Committee Number 6, Arts, Parks, and Cultural Places, so that they can work it in their committee. Mr. President, I do this in the interest of good legislation flowing smoothly under your close supervision.
Senator Burns? Okay. Without objection, Senate File 63 will be re-referred to Committee Number
6, travel. Reports from standing committees.
February the 11th, 2014. Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 38, Hunter Safety Exceptions, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Christensen, Kraft, and Driscoll. No, Senator Burns, Senator Burns, Chairman. February the 11th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 44, State Parks Use of Fees, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Burns, Christensen, Kraft, and Driscoll, Senator Burns, Chairman. February the 11th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 46, State Parks ATM Donation, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Byrne, Christian, Kraft, and Driscoll, Senator Burns, Chairman. February the 11th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 48, Cultural Trust Fund Board Membership, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Burns, Christensen, Kraft, and Driscoll, Senator Burns, Chairman. February the 11th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 50, State Minor Health Coverage, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Bebout, Dockstetter, Hasterton, Perkins, excuse, Senator Meyer, Senator Bebout, Chairman. February the 10th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 61, Veterans Resident Tuition Provisions, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Cooper, Escobel, Landon, Schiffer, Von Fladern, Senator Von Fladern, Chairman. February the 10th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 60, then Inspection Authority Game and Fish, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Cooper, Escobel, Landon, Schiffer, Von Fladern, Senator Von Fladern, Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, if I may have pleasure of the floor, or the privilege of the floor. I'd like
have the pleasure
and
the
privilege
the
all together. Yeah, same thing we do every day. Mr. I think up in the south balcony, our folks from, or the leadership Laramie, is that right? If you'd all stand up and be recognized. Thank you for being here.
Welcome to the Senate. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we're going to go into general file. Let me give you the list that we're going to do. We'll do at least one or two before we go to lunch. If you'd like to write down this list, this is going to be your general file list for the day. It's going to be numerical order. We're going to begin with Senate File 38, Hunter Safety Exceptions. Then we're going to go to Senate File 44, State Park Use of Fees. Senate File 46, State Parks ATM Donations. Senate File 48, Travel, Cultural Trust, and Board Membership. Senate File 50, Appropriations Committee sponsored state minors health coverage. We'll finish up with Senate File 60, Transportation Bill, VIN Inspection Authority, Game and Fish. And finally, another transportation bill, Senate File 61, Veterans Resident Tuition Provisions. With that, Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into Committee of the Whole to begin work.
Senator Peterson.
Read the whole come to order. First bill for our consideration is Senate File 38. Reading clerk will read in the Senate file.
Senate File 38, sponsored by Senator Christensen, Hunter Safety Exceptions, an act relating to hunting. It was referred to Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, Cultural Resources. Reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Christensen, Kraft, and Driscoll. No, Senator Burns. Senator Burns, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure?
I'm slow here. It won't light up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your mic is off.
It's on now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a favorable recommendation on Senate File 38. There are no amendments, and to give a further explanation of this bill, I ask that you call on the good senator from Idaho.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, representing Senate District 17. members of the Senate File 38 is a bill related to hunting, to the Hunter Safety Education Program, and an exemption we're looking for. If you'll remember back to 1966, well, I remember it well, the law states now in 23-2-106 that anyone born after January 1st of 1966 needs a hunter safety education certificate to go forward and to hunt in the field. There are some exceptions to that. If the land is owned by your own family, the mentor program allows for an exception to that. But what we're talking about really today is changing that a little bit, and we'll go over to page 2. If I could ask you to go to page 2 and paragraph C. And it says a person who has not received a certificate, this is one of the exceptions, can still hunt. They have to apply to the department for a special authorization while being accompanied by a person who does have the certificate of competency and possesses a valid license. Down on line 15, there is new language. For other than an immediate family. That sentence refers to existing law that says a mentor shall not supervise more than one person. This added language goes to really a family. And so a parent doesn't have to choose between two of their children. They can take both of them or more out hunting. And so this just fixes that. We are encouraging and inviting people into the field of hunting. Down on line 17, the strike, 17 and 18, no person may apply for more than one special authorization. This really goes back and applies then also to that family member. It isn't a one-time only If you have family members coming up, they can continue to apply for that authorization, especially if they're not of age or there's some other issue going on here. Over on page 3, beginning at the top of page 3, this is gets into new language. And what we're looking for here is an exemption for any active duty member on line 4, any active duty member, honorably discharged, past member, or veteran of the armed services of the United States. The way we would check on that, they'd either have a current ID or a DD-214, talking about an honorable discharge, stating an honorable discharge. The other group that would be included, that is included in this bill, is any active or retired Wyoming peace officer who is qualified pursuant to 91701. That talks about Wyoming peace officer standards and training. Today, Wyoming does recognize other states' certifications. There was some discussion about who and why we need these kind of programs, and then we really got into this program isn't necessarily uniform around the country. For example, in Georgia, it's only a 4-hour program. In Wyoming, it's a 12-hour program at the minimum. So this really goes back to taking care of our military veterans, our Wyoming officers. If I could direct your eyes back to the bottom of page 1 and the top of page 2, the existing law today says the person shall possess and can demonstrate they have obtained, I'm going to page 2, a certificate of competency and safety in the use and handling of firearms. That's our current language, and I'd suggest to you that our military, active duty military or retired with an honorable discharge, have clearly demonstrated by going through their programs likely hundreds of hours of responsible handling and training of firearms. And the same can be said with our Wyoming peace officers who are post-certified. With that, I stand for questions.
Are you ready for the question? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry I was distracted. If you look at the record, I was a no on this bill, and the reason being, I don't necessarily want to kill this bill, but we had testimony from a gentleman who is one of the instructors of these safety courses, and he had no problem with any of the language on number 2, on page 2. But on page 3, when you get to any active member of the military or discharged member of the military, there is a certain amount of very valuable information that is in the hunter safety course that they're not aware of when they come to Wyoming. One of the aspects of the hunter safety course is to point out what sort of animals you can shoot and which ones you can't shoot. And the example that was used, for instance, were two different types of fox. One is a predator, the other is actually a protected species. And there were some other concerns involved with that particular aspect of this bill, and I just want to make the body aware of that.
Call for the question. Senator Christensen.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. We did talk about that, and I'll recognize and applaud the Game and Fish Department. The Hunter Safety Education course does add a lot of valuable information, but I draw your attention back to the statutory requirements, and it talks about competency and the ability to demonstrate safe handling. And so that's really what this bill goes to, is existing statutory language. The idea of further education is incredibly valuable. But also, when we hold that standard up, we need to recognize that a hunter safety education certificate out of Georgia with only 4 hours of training may have some very different information to include even different animal types, as opposed to elk and antelope. So, again, I'd ask for your favorable vote.
Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Burns' motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises report that it do so with the favorable recommendation of Senate File 38, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That Senate File has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next...
Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Chairman, we're going to take Senate File 50, State Minors Health Coverage
next to allow appropriations to get their bill out of the way. They're going to be gone for much of the afternoon working on the budget bill.
Thank you. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 50. The reading clerk will read in the Senate file.
Senate File 50, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, Senate Minors Health Coverage, an act relating to the State Minors Hospital Board and Account. It was referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. It reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. I, Senators Bebout, Dockstader, Hastert, and Perkins, excuse Senator Meyer, Senator Bebout, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee of the whole rise and report it due with a favorable recommendation that Senate File 50 do pass. State Minors Health Coverage, and I yield to my colleague from Sweetwater County to explain the bill.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate. Senate File 50 is brought to the Joint Appropriations Committee this interim. We had quite a discussion with them. This is a bill that started over in the House last year. We had some concerns over it. We met with the hospital board and addressed those concerns. They brought it, we brought a bill up in joint appropriations, and basically, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate, what the bill is doing on page two, it wanted to ensure there were some issues of people applying, and we wanted to, for benefits that wasn't quite clear, eligibility, and we wanted to make sure that it was very clear that this is for the people of Wyoming, that you're resident of Wyoming. We talk a little bit about here working in a contiguous state because of issues up in northern part of Wyoming, but that on page two it talks about that you have to be domiciled here on the date that you apply for benefits, and that you make no claim of residency in any other state, Mr. Chairman, for benefits, and that you maintain a domicile while receiving benefits. So you're here, you're getting living here, you're getting benefits. Just a quick background, back up a little bit. The Miners Hospital Board was created in around 2000, and since that time we had initially started with an oversight committee from the legislature, and had quite a bit of work. This has grown substantially over the years, and they have reports to the legislature, the governor, and the Joint Appropriations Committee every year. Mr. Chairman, it just spells out here that you got to provide the board a copy of his current driver's license identification card by the Wyoming Department of Transportation or another satisfactory document to be eligible. And then once you're eligible, you receive a card for benefits. Mr. Chairman, on page three, we changed the original requirements of the board was that they have members of Sweetwater and Campbell County and then at least the hospital board members. And the problem that the board has been facing over the years is that a hospital board member is selected but then doesn't really want to serve. And so they're down one person on a quorum already. Mr. Chairman, what the language says is that the county commissioners will give preference to the hospital board members, basically asking to see if any will serve, and then if no one's interested, then it's open to residents of those particular counties, strictly to just keep it consistent. But the preference still will be first to the hospital board. Bottom of page 36102, account created expenditures reports that the served disabled or incapacitated minors, and they just didn't really want to have the emphasis on pulmonary respiratory hearing, but those are the main functions of the board. Each biennium, the board will recommend expenditures and basically report to the joint or judiciary committee. And that on the bottom of page 4, not later than December 1st of each year, the board shall report to the governor and the Joint Appropriations Committee on the activities of the board, including any recommendations made for expenditures. And then on page 5, this is probably one of the most important provisions, is that payment to the board and account shall be payment of last resort. There's been an awful lot of billing confusion and where the billings were made, you know, before if you were had, you know, had other insurance that, so this is absolutely to ensure that this is provided, if you're eligible, that the Miners Hospital will be payer of last resort. Mr. Chairman, on the 5 goes on to define the mine and ensuring that we're not leaving out any mining entities for in the past or into the future. Defining miner, you see that we changed it means a current resident of Wyoming who has worked in a mine in the state or a contiguous state, and that's the provision that we have residents of Wyoming in the northern part of the state that work in another state. So this is to ensure that they are eligible for the coverage, and there's and it's spelled out here. Miners shall include persons providing labor or services at the mine and qualifying processes or conversion facilities. And what we're trying to, what the board is, needs to do here, another problem that they're having is that individuals that might deliver nuts and bolts or deliver Pepsi products into the machines, the way the other language was before, could have been considered themselves eligible. We need to cover the miners, and we wanted to cover the full-time contractors that are on the facilities. Like the facility that I work at, we have contractors there that have been have just about as much seniority as I do. Some of these plants maintain a full, almost a full-time contracting force, so that there's a mechanism there that that they're eligible, but that it limits it so that the guy that delivers nuts and bolts or, you know, Pepsi products or something like that, then, it spells that out, and it's very clear that who is eligible for the benefits of the Miners Hospital. And then on page 6, we in the definition of mining, coal mining, metal ore, mining and non-metal products, and then domicile is defined in this bill. And I think a lot of the rest of this, as I recall, was taken right from the game and fish statutes as far as, the physically resides in Wyoming and what the resident requirements are. And then, Mr. Chairman, on Section 3, the repealer, 36103, created at the time the Miners Hospital Board was created, which sunsetted in a legislative oversight committee, which sunsetted in 2004. I know that, that there's provisions in the bill, and the Miners Hospital comes before JAC, the report to the governor, and they do that on an annual basis. And, you know, the idea there was that the 36103 was repealed. So, and with that, Mr. Chairman, that's the bill, and it's just some cleanup that that the board is trying to get to ensure that the appropriate people are covered, and it's very well defined. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll stand for questions.
Senator Schiffer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, just a question or two, maybe. And I'm looking at the bottom of page 3, the line 23, the deletion of the words emphasis on. The level of care provided is actually determined in our act of admission, and it's for the health needs of the miners of the state. If you take the words emphasis on out, it means it restricts what care can be provided. My question is that if you restrict the care to pulmonary, respiratory, hearing, cardiac, and musculoskeletal conditions due to labor, I'm not sure that you're still conforming with the act of admission, which does not restrict the breadth of care. For example, it's just health care of the minors of the state. My question is, are we still in conformance with the act of admission?
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, and a somewhat related question, Miners Hospital, there's a fund there that ultimately derives from the land grant that came with the act of admission. As I read this bill, we're trying to restrict some of the things we're doing so that the – and the question is that because the fund is starting to see more demands on it than it has income so that we do have to restrict some? Because I would argue if that's the case, then we probably are restricting in conformance the act of admission because you clearly have to administer something to stay within the money. If that's not the case, then I think we need to question some of these restrictions.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll try to answer the second question first. And as I understand it, what had happened several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, they had expanded the usage of certain things, and there was a rush to get this money and to qualify, and there were some concerns about residency and the type of people that were applying for it. And quite frankly, they were running out of money. The revenues in there, in terms of the interest and income, would not cover the amount of money that was being requested and spent per our current laws. And so the purpose of this, and my colleague from Johnson County asked some good questions last year, and we talked about this issue, and that's why it was referred to the Joint Appropriations Committee to try to look into that and try to come up with a bill that would stop that overspending based on the revenue stream of this and try to come up with some language relative to residency and domicile that would take care of that. And also, what was happening, it was being utilized as a first in line to receive payment instead of going to insurance and other things that was available to the miners, and we wanted to change that. So that was the purpose of those particular issues. I can't answer that question. I'd have to do some more research on the act of admission and look at that to properly answer that question.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And when I also would have to get a reminder, unfortunately, the board wasn't present today. They weren't aware that it had moved this fast. But what I remember from the committee, and I'd like to get that clarified, but I don't believe it's a restriction. I'm not sure that was the intent. The only restriction in the bill, or the only restriction that we're looking for, or that I should say they're looking for, the only restriction is to ensure that the qualified miners are the ones receiving the benefits, that a resident of the state of Wyoming and that they are a qualified miner. All qualified miners are eligible and should get the services. It was one of those loophole things, I guess you'd say, some years ago that when it was originally put together that those that just stopped in at the mine could have been thought as eligible. So it really is not a restriction. I would classify it more as a clarification as far as who's eligible. Saying qualified miners, if you work at the mine or you're a contractor that kind of works there full time, you're eligible. But if you deliver products there and stop in twice a week for half an hour, you're not eligible. And that was just making sure that was clarified. To the good senator from the other side, from the northern part of the state, I really feel that the and if this moves forward to second reading, I promise I'll have a better explanation of why the emphasis on. I didn't ask that question today, but I will have an answer for that. But I believe the intent was so that it, you know, it wasn't to restrict anything further, but it wasn't just an it says we removed the word so it's not just an emphasis on those conditions. And I can talk to staff about that and have that answer for tomorrow.
Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Bebout's motion that when the committee of the whole rises reports that it do so with a favorable recommendation of Senate File 50, say aye. Opposed, no. Senate File 50 has passed the committee of the whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the doctor today is actually an Oregon State graduate. And I think we used to travel back and forth to Corvallis, and I think we had that trip down about 13 hours at that time. We need to move a little faster here, too. We were younger than I understand, but let's keep moving through these bills. And with that, I move that the Committee of the Whole beg leave to rise and sit again, not to report again.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
13 hours is a fast trip. I just want the explanations to go faster.
Huh?
I like the question.
Okay.
Huh?
Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Do you have a motion?
What did I do? I thought I said I move that we stand recess till 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. Just a moment. Announcements. Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, your committee number one, Judiciary, will meet at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, February 12th. To take up the following bills, Senate File 9, Probation and Parole Agent Arrest Authority, Senate File 10, Work Release Act Repeal, Senate File 29, Supervised Probation of Misdemeanants, Senate File 26, Endowment Challenge Program, State Funds Inviolate, and Senate File 27, Endowment Challenge Program Fees.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture Public Land and Water Resources, will meet upon adjournment this afternoon and will take up Senate File 6, Groundwater Contested Cases, Senate File 7, Brucellosis Surveillance, and Senate File 8, Agency Land Sale Acquisition Exchange Authority.
Senator Hines.
Mr. Chairman, your committee number 9 will meet tomorrow 15 minutes after the noon recess and will take up Senate File 41, Select Natural Federal Natural Resource Management Committee, and Senate File 43, Prioritization of Municipal Solid Waste Facilities Projects.
Senator Bebout.
President, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet in about 10 minutes in S11 to further consider Senate File 15, Community College Major Maintenance. Mr. President, your joint Appropriations Committee number 2 will meet today at 12:30 p.m., room 204, to work on the budget bill. And, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet at 12:30 p.m., room S11, tomorrow, Wednesday, to deal with Senate File 54, Reports to the Legislature, and Senate File 14, Court Security Funding.
Further announcements. Members of the Senate, I've been advised to make another announcement that there is, of course, an additional briefing on the Capitol Square project in room B63, 15 minutes after the noon recess. I encourage you to attend this briefing urge you to do so on this exciting project. You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m.